Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geis, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
So today we are talking about the Villagrande Brasil Maduro Robusto. Cigar is 5-inch by 50 ring gauge. Comes out of the Villagrande Brasil factory in Brazil. Wrapper is Brazilian Arapiraca. Binder and filler both from Brazil. Price point is $9. And the cigar was released in January of 2020. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
Pretty average. So it's this really, like, for me, it was a super subtle type of cigar. Got a lot of like light flavors, muted flavors. So like a lot of muted, like some muted cedar coming through, generic cream sweetness. You know, everything that I kind of tasted was either really light or like kind of a generic kind of a note. So, which is not something I expected, honestly, with so much, you know, use of Brazilian tobacco. So, and then towards the end of the cigar, you know, it kind of gave me more of this like bitterness that I tasted from the get-go, which is also a turn off. So, you know, it's not for me. Great construction though, but, I don't smoke cigars for construction.
All right, Seth, what do you think about this one?
Interested, very interested. Came out of it, I was kind of I was talking about this with my wife. I said, you know, I was really impressed with the cigar. It wasn't my cup of tea, but it was kind of impressed with what it delivered. Showed a lot of transitioning, I thought it was pretty complex. It didn't smoke like a lot of Brazilian puros that I've had, especially more with the Maduro wrapper. And I think it's one of those weakest Maduros, almost kind of like this natural quality to it, that I think if that's kind of what you're going for with a Maduro, too bad we don't have Herklotz here to do like some wine comparison here. But if you're looking for like a lighter, more natural Maduro, I think, and something kind of funky, this would be it.
How about you, John? What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I like this one. I get what June is saying on the mildness, because there was a lot of very subtle notes that you kind of had to reach for at times. But when it comes to Brazilian tobacco, I think that's kind of refreshing, because for me that ended up providing just oceans of depth to the overall profile. Cedar, some cocoa, plum, spices, leather, and they're all very, very balanced out. And then in the second third, I got a little bit of fig. And, you know, the overall presentation of the flavor profile kept me interested, didn't overwhelm my palate, and it was pretty balanced. There was no harsh character to it at all. Burn was perfect. Draw was a bit resistant, really two notches. Other than that, you know, I'd smoke these again. It's good representation of Brazilian tobacco. What about you, Aaron?
I thought the flavor profile was pretty average throughout. There were just some kind of basic flavor components that were like jockeying for position throughout. But there was nothing that really kind of jumped out and wowed me. Had a bit of dryness to it as well, that, you know, kind of, you know, doesn't really help out. And then, you know, having smoked this compared to the Claro, I would say the Claro is the better between the two, in my opinion. You know, Brazilian Puros are not, you know, not all over the place, so they're few and far between. But I mean, I would make really a case for this one as one to search out. But if you're interested in trying it, it's worthwhile, but, probably not something I'm going to really go back to. So getting the scores right at the top with John at 6.67, Seth was next at 6.45, June gave it a 5.75, and I gave it a 5.40. So how'd that 6.67 match up for you, John?
Yeah. I wonder if I was going to be on top of this one. That really reflects my experience. If we're talking about top cigars of the year, this is one of those cigars that could make an entrance. I enjoyed it. I thought it was exactly what I wanted in Brazilian tobacco. So 6.67 makes a lot of sense.
All right, Seth, 6.45.
Yeah, I mean it was a good smoke. It wasn't. I don't think it's something I really go back to, in terms of like wanting to smoke it just to smoke something like and sit down and really enjoy it. Maybe that doesn't sound that good, but, you know, if I wanted to like, man, I forgot what that was like and just get that smoking experience again, I would do it. It's kind of like the H up in Adulo, pretty cool, or Indula, or the Hispaniola.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Finally got there. It's pretty cool. I don't know, but cool concept.
All right, June, while you're taking that picture, how about your 5.75? How'd that match up for you?
mash up well. it was a mediocre tasting experience. You know, good construction. Oh, it's very uneventful. I wouldn't smoke it again. I agree with you that the Clara was much better.
Yeah. So my 5.4 matches perfectly. I had the same flavor experience that June did, average throughout. I didn't have as good a construction as him, so that's kind of knocked me down a little bit more. But just had a little bit of waviness and a relight that was necessary. But that's the only reason I'm a little bit lower than June is. So any other final thoughts from you guys on this one?
I'm Joe Exotic selling Tiger Cubs.
You almost got bit.
Yeah, my cat's so pissed off.
This is definitely the prettier of the two cigars.
I need to look back at, hold on, let's not end this yet. I want to see what I gave the Claro.
All right.
Because I want to see.
You like this one more, I think, Seth.
That's crazy. I did like this one more. I did like this one more, but I would smoke the Claro more often.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
John's been the Brazilian guy.
Yeah.
I really do like good Brazilian. I think that's one of my favorite tobaccos when it's done right.
Like La Raja Reserva. Do you like the first one?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the response on that, a lot of people were pretty divisive. So for me that was an easy one.
Yeah.
All right. Who's got a studio dab, motherfucker? Like that? You like that, huh? Yeah, that was fucking 2 seconds right there.
Man, I got to get on that Zoom.
How do you do that, man?
He'll send you the picture, and then you guys all have the same one.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. Also, check out the full written review on the website, developpals.com. Follow us on all the social media channels. You can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
Seth, you're here. They didn't even call me, you motherfucker.